Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio. I am Tara from the Berlin International Film Festival. I am here with Sophia Noyen and Petra Sjovic. Can you please tell us a bit about the film, the plot and the summary and what it is about?
Yeah, well, this film is called Broken Hill Blues and it was shot in Kiruna, a town in the northern Lapland in Sweden. It's very much up north and it's in a mining town, so the Broken Hill is really the hill upon the mine where the city has been built, and now the city is shaking and falling apart because of the work in the mine where we are taking out more and more iron. And this town does exist, so it's an urgent situation. It's shaking, people have to move, and they will build it up again nearby. So the film is dealing with young people, teenagers in this town, dreaming about love and friendship and what to do in the future in this society that's shaking and falling apart.
So how did you come up with this idea and this theme and this plot and this story?
Well, I'm living in France, in Paris, since 18 years back, and I was reading the newspapers about Kiruna, and this town that has been built like a dream, as a dream of a better society for men, and that is shaking and falling apart because of our money-driven logic of society. And ecologically, economically, it has to be rebuilt and to be sustainable for the future. And young people in that, for me, it was like a big, a huge metaphor for what is the situation also for the Western world, for society on a larger scale, that this is also what's happening in our big cities and wherever in Europe, that we have to think about how to ecologically, economically have a... what are we giving for future generations? So I saw it on a symbolical level, on a poetic level and political, and so I wanted to use Kiruna as a metaphor for talking about existence today.
So do you think your film will raise awareness, these aspects of society you are worried about?
Yeah, I would hope so, that the film opens to the question of what society do we want, and do we still have dreams for that, and also visually, the Kiruna is a very special place because the city is very science fiction like, very modern. The mine, the technology. So that is what we built, and around it is this huge nature, which is thousands and thousands of years and wild. And the humans, are so small in all this. So even visually, the landscape is telling this story about today and what we have to deal with, our dependence on nature.
So exactly, there is a very wonderful and neat camera work in your film. So can you tell us, and there are very, the dialogues are really sparse, so can you tell me why and what message do you want to send with it?
No, in fact, our aim was to really try also to see what is completely cinematographic ways of telling a story that is sound, that is image, that is time also. This is Tarkovsky's idea about time, but that time to be close to life and human life, those teenagers, we show them in a very vulnerable, sensitive way, and that needs time. And of course, the scenery and the nature they are in, and the city, the industry also tell their story. So with means like image and sound, you can tell a lot and create worlds that tell without words. And in fact, sometimes the words can also make a distance.
So how did you take the approach and sort of transferred it to the camera, to the big screen?
Oh, it's a really big question, I think. We worked for many years with this film. We went to Kiruna and made pilots, and we went there looking at the surroundings and meeting the people there. So we went there for many years, even before we started making the film. And the film sort of grown and became the film that it is today during these trips.
And also that we looked for a landscape that could be narrative in itself. I mean, that was the way we looked for images, how to, if the landscape is a mine in itself, like a monster sometimes, or like something impressive, industrial, if it can tell the story of human life today, if the relation to nature and the smallness of human being in this. So we looked for a landscape that could tell that story only visually.
And the colors, because the colors I've seen that the colors are really important in Sweden. The palette is really grayish and sort of light bluish. Mm-hmm. So did you also want to take these colors and the coldness of the colors to tell this really distressful story of a landscape that is moving and of the society as well? So is there symbolism also there?
I mean, the bluish colors is, we really want to tell that this is a really, really cold place, which it is. But actually, at the time we shot it, it wasn't that cold. We was kind of disappointed during the time where they're shooting. It was like, where is the minus 30 degrees that we want? Where is it?
The snow.
The snow.
It didn't snow.
No, and we really wanted to see the breath, you know, the smoke. What's it called when you see it's really cold from the breath? So we were a bit unhappy with that.
But I was actually going to ask you, did you shoot in the cold, and what was the shooting process, and how did you survive the cold?
No, but I mean, since it wasn't that cold, we didn't actually have so much problem with it.
There's a
practical problem to the coldness. If you're shooting outside and then you go indoor, and outside and indoor, the camera breaks because it's a lot of small mechanics and electronics. So there was shootings that were in the area at the same time, and their camera broke all the time. So we had a really, really, really good camera assistant who was like, no, I'm going to have the camera outside all the time.
Yeah, we had to wait, taking it inside, and we did that. It wasn't so cold, though, but at least when we did the pre-production, it was like minus 31, and you go out, and your beard got like white immediately, and you couldn't touch the camera. Yeah. We had to buy gloves, and I mean, it's a problem, so we couldn't have the actors waiting in that minus 31. It's just not possible. So we chose to shoot later in March instead of January, and also I was thinking about the colors, that it was very important to show that it's a cold place, but also that it is a harsh life, and in the industry, but also human being in front, confronted to the nature, that it's a vulnerability, you're vulnerable, and so it's we wanted this harshness even in the nature and in the industry, this way of telling the story where it's nothing is cozy and easy. It is a struggle also for human being in this wild landscapes, and it's not easy to survive, and not for a modern being.
And we also chose to shoot, for instance, there are a lot of like panoramas in nature. We chose to do them in a sort of mechanical fashion also.
Yeah, we didn't have much machinery.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have much machinery.
Like light. You mean like light and dollies and...
And we did a lot of the film, in fact, the two of us, or three people. So if you're out in the mountains, or sometimes we were five, for a little while we were like 15. But if you're out in the nature and you carry heavy stuff and there's no electricity ever, if there's no battery, there's no battery. So we had to deal with those, the nature ourselves also.
And what about your futures?
Yeah, we are
future plans.
We are working on another film now, which will be shot in France and Sweden, and also speaking about a young soldier coming from Congo, coming up as a refugee in Europe, and it's also at the limit between the modern society and the nature. He is of course confronted with the precaria. The classes that are really poor and very rightless, and what we call the outskirts of society, which is in fact a huge mass of people's life living like that, and it's maybe It's not such a periphery. Oh, I can't speak in French, but it's not only the outskirts. It's a huge part of the population that lives without rights. So this is the landscapes where we will shoot the new film.
From the Berlin International Film Festival, I'm Tara for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.